Story 7. How the Camel Got His Hump.
A long, long time ago, there were dinosaurs on the Earth. Then, there was a terrible disaster. After this, the dinosaurs disappear and new animals appear. The animals begin to work for man. But the camel that lives in the howling desert doesn't want to work. On Monday morning, the horse comes to see the camel.
Camel, O camel, come and carry men like me.
The next day, the dog comes to see the camel.
Camel, O camel, come and guard the cave like me.
On Wednesday, the ox comes to see the camel.
Camel, oh camel, come and pull the plough, like me.
The animals tell the man about the camel.
He's so lazy.
He just says, humph.
If he doesn't want to work, you must all work double.
What?
The three animals are very angry. They have a meeting to discuss what they can do. Very funny. The desert jinn arrives on a cloud of dust.
What is wrong, my anxious animals?
Desert jinn, is it right to be lazy with the world so new?
Certainly not. Why?
In the desert, there's an animal with long legs and a long neck.
And he doesn't want to carry men or pull a plough.
And all he says is humph.
Whew. That can only be a camel.
The jinn decides to visit camel.
My long lamenting friend, why don't you want to work with the world so new?
The jinn begins to think of a great magic.
The other animals have to work double because of you. Stop saying humph. I want to see you work. Do you see that? That's your humph. Now you have to work.
How can I work with this humph on my back?
You can work even more than the other animals. With your humph, you don't have to eat for 3 days.
Camel humphs out of the desert to join the other animals.
Camel is sensitive about his humph, so now we call it a hump. But he still has bad manners.